No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right this minute, right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 13th. Is it really? Yes, it really is. 13th day of January. Welcome, everyone. It's a joy, an honor, and what a true privilege it is to read the Word of God for us in this community and to be the one that reads it for us. Makes no sense to me, but I'm going to be here and do it without question before someone realizes they made a mistake and changes their mind. We are in the thick of the book of Job. We have heard the final words of Job, and we are starting to hear from his friends who have all of the answers based on their limited understanding of who God is. Maybe it's been handed down to them in the same way it's been handed down to us. And the point of all of this is to know God for himself, to allow God to speak for himself. And he does that so beautifully through his word. The more I engage with God in and through his word, the more aware I become of how much noise is out there about God that is not true. And it's not that it's not true, it's that it's false and it's deception. And God has some very strong and harsh things to say about this throughout his word. And we're going to learn those as his word unfolds every single day. But for now, we're here in the book of Job. And today we read chapters 35 through 37. And this week's translation is the Common English Bible. Job chapter 35. Elihu continued, "Do you think it right? You say, I'm more just than God. Yet you ask, what does it benefit you? What have I gained by avoiding sin? I'll answer you, and your friends along with you. Look at the heavens and see. Scan the clouds high over you. If you've sinned, how have you affected God? Your offenses have multiplied. What have you done to him? If you are righteous, what do you give to him? Or what does he receive from your hand? Your evil affects others like you, and your righteousness affects fellow human beings. People cry out because of heavy oppression, shout under the power of the mighty. But no one says, where is God my maker, who gives songs in the night, who teaches us more than the beasts of the earth, makes us wiser than the birds in the sky? Then they cry out, but he doesn't answer. Because of the pride of the wicked, God certainly doesn't respond to a deceitful cry. The Almighty doesn't pay attention to it. Although you say that you don't see him, the case is before him. So wait anxiously for him. Even though his anger is now held back, a person doesn't know it's only delayed. So Job mouths emptiness. He piles up ignorant words. Continuing, Elihu said, wait a little while so I can demonstrate for you that there is still something more to say about God. I will draw from my broad knowledge, attribute justice to my maker. My words are certainly truthful. One with total knowledge is present with you. Look, God is mighty and doesn't reject anyone. He is mighty in strength and mind. He doesn't let the wicked live, but grants justice to the poor. He doesn't avert his eyes from the righteous. He seats kings on thrones forever, and they are lifted up. If they are tied with ropes, caught in cords of affliction, he informs them about their offenses and their grave sins. He opens their ears with discipline and commands them to turn from wrong. If they listen and serve, they spend their days in plenty, their years contentedly. But if they don't listen, they perish by the sword, breathe their last without understanding. Those with impious hearts become furious. They don't cry out even though he binds them. They die young. They are among the holy ones. He slaves the weak in their affliction, opens their ears through oppression. Surely he draws you up from the brink of trouble to a wide place without distress. Your table is set with rich food. You are overly concerned about the case of the wicked. Justice will be upheld in it. Don't let them lure you with wealth. Don't let a huge bribe mislead you. Will he arrange your rescue from distress or from all your exertions of strength? Don't wish for the night when people vanish from their place. Take care. Don't turn to evil, because you've chosen it over affliction. Look, God is inaccessible due to his power. Who is a teacher like him? Who has repaid him for his action? And who would ever say, "You've done wrong"? Remember to praise his work that all of us have seen. Every person has seen him. People can observe at great distance. Look, God is exalted and unknowable. The number of his years is beyond counting. He draws up drops of water that distill rain from his flood. The clouds pour moisture and drip continually on humans. Even if one perceives a spreading cloud and the thunder of his pavilion, look how he spreads lightning across it and covers the seabed. For by water he judges peoples and gives food in abundance. He conceals lightning in his palms and orders it to its target. His thunder announces it. Even cattle proclaim its rising. Oh, my mind is disturbed by this and is more troubled than usual. Listen closely to the rumble of his voice, the roar issuing from his mouth. He looses it under the whole sky, his lightning on earth's edges. After it, a voice roars. He thunders with a mighty voice, and no one can stop it when his voice is heard. God roars with his wondrous voice. He does great things we can't know. He says to the snow, "Fall to earth," and to the downpour of rain, "Be a mighty shower." He stamps the hand of every person so all can know his work. The wild beast enters its lair, lies down in its den. The storm comes from its chamber, the cold from the north wind. By God's breath, ice forms. Water's expanse becomes solid. He also fills clouds with moisture. His lightning scatters clouds. He overturns the circling clouds. By his guidance, they do their work, doing everything he commands over the entire earth, whether for punishment, for his world, or for kindness. God makes it all happen. Hear this, Job. Stop and ponder God's mighty deeds. Do you realize that when God commands them, his clouds produce lightning? Do you understand the positioning of the clouds, the amazing deeds of one with perfect knowledge? You, whose clothes are hot when earth is calmed by the south wind, can you form the sky with him, hard like a mirror made of metal? Tell us what we should say to him. We can't present our case due to darkness. Should someone inform him that I wish to speak, or would anyone say he wants to be devoured? For now, no one can look at the sun. It is bright in the sky. The wind has passed and cleared away the clouds. From the north comes golden light, the awesome splendor of God. As for the Almighty, we can't find him. He is powerful and just, abundantly righteous. He won't respond. Therefore, people fear him. None of the wise can see him. Jesus, how we thank you for your word. How we thank you for your presence. How we thank you for wisdom that is available to us. I pray that your Holy Spirit would speak to each of us through your word and through the words that we've heard today. And I pray that as we hear your word, we would disrobe the cloak of self-righteousness and we would proudly display and wear humility as the fashion that never goes out of style. Holy Spirit, guide us into all truth, I pray. And I pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the free app. Take a look around if you haven't. Check out the store. Store. It is one syllable. Okay, store. Check out the Daily Audio Bible store. That is available on the website. There are lots of products designed to enhance your journey through the Bible. We love coffee. Brian and I have loved coffee since before we loved each other. And we have been roasting our own coffee here. We have dialed in some really good coffee, and you can get that delivered to your doorstep, freshly roasted every month, every week, if you wish, if you really love and drink a lot of coffee every week. But you can sign up for the monthly subscription. That's available on the website. The music, the background music that you're listening to, those compilations are available on the website as well. We're a musical family. Brian and I started in the Christian music business before the Daily Audio Bible was birthed. And our son, Maxwell, he's behind the scenes. He read for the kids for a little while, but he is a musician and he's brilliant. And it's not just because he's our son, but he truly is quite a talent. There's some music that he has created that's available on the website. Brian has created beautiful music, music and prayers, the compilation Heart. That is truly his heart put to music. So lots to see and lots to do on the website. Everything from a DAB t-shirt to a cap to coffee and pencils and journals and oh my, lots to do there. If you would like to partner with us here at Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much. We could not do this without you. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner, and lastly look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. Or you can utilize the app again. Hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. When you are finished on the app, hit submit and then turn that little wheel over to chronological, and it will ensure that it gets to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow as we continue in the book of Job, and we will hear a voice of a different kind together tomorrow. I'm Jill. I love you each and all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hi, this is He's Kept Me from Florida. I just wanted to send some words of encouragement to our sister rising above our circumstances in St. Louis. I just wanted to share with you that your story is my story, even down to Patsy Roberts and her story. I've also witnessed four of my family members give their last breath, almost six. And that doesn't include the family that I lost 10 plus from the pandemic from COVID. This is just to encourage you that your ministry name says it all. God has given you the strength and the ability to rise above all. He made you strong. And yes, sometimes the strong does get weak, but it is at those weak moments that we look to him, to where our help comes from, to where our strength comes from. I heard years ago a quote from Mother Teresa where she said, "I know God would not put more on me than I can bear, but sometimes I wish he didn't trust me so much." That quote changed my perspective on the way that I see things. I had to learn to thank God for trusting me in those precious moments, because even in death, those people that I witnessed give their last breath, they were not alone. And I just learned to just thank God for giving me the strength to get through those moments and giving me the know-it-all to seek Him in those moments and beyond those moments. So I just ask you, and I thank God for your strength. I thank Him for trusting you, because He didn't give you that strength in vain. It was all for a reason. And I just wanted to take a moment to encourage you with that. You are in my prayers. You are in my thoughts. And I just wanted to let you know that you are so loved, sister.
Hello, everyone. This is Jess from Ohio. I'm calling in again for my niece, Kayla. She is still having a lot of issues with her kidney stones, and it's causing her a lot of pain. I'm just asking for everyone to join me with prayer for her healing from this, that she can get some relief from the pain, and that they'll be able to do the surgeries to remove the kidney stones. And hopefully they'll be able to get it all taken care of soon. So please continue to pray for her. Thank you.
This is Terry from Florida calling in for Janice from New Zealand, who's sending a humble prayer request for prayer for support as she goes through chemo. He didn't say what type of cancer you had, but to the Lord it's. It's obviously all the same. So, Father God, I lift up Janice, and I know that by the time she gets this, if she's able to hear it, she will have already started. So, Holy Spirit, I ask that you would comfort her heart and touch and heal her body. Give her thoughts, grace, and comfort. And give her joy, Holy Spirit. Touch her with something every day to be hopeful and thankful for as she goes through this. And we thank you for a good report at the end. In Jesus' name and by the power of His blood, amen.
Happy New Year, DABC. This is More Than a Survivor from Florida, just calling in just to say, wow, Jill, it is so true that, you know, my husband, we've been together over 35 years, and he says that he's never read the Bible from beginning to the end. This is from today's reading and podcast that you recorded on the 7th of January, that said that like 97% of Christians have not read the Bible from cover to cover. Thank God for this platform. I have now invited my husband to join me and my sister, New Envision Growth, out of New York, to do our own in-depth study this year for 2026. So I finished out last year. My first full year was amazing. So I just want to encourage people to just continue to strive and stick with it. I love the talk that Brian and Jill had moving in. Great. If you haven't listened, please go back and listen. And I'm so excited for 2026 journey of reading of the Bible. I'm praying for you, DABC family. Those who have asked for prayer, just know that I don't come on often, but I am praying for each and every one of you and your prayers and your struggles that you have requested prayer for. Just know that More Than a Survivor is definitely praying for each and every one of you out of Florida. Blessings and salutations to everyone.